best little radio.
This is your hit music station. We're known for the best music.
Oh, this is Maroon 5.
We
play DNCE.
As much as you do.
Man, we listen to you every day.
All the new music I love.
Get it right now.
Biggest little radio on the air. On the air. Everywhere.
That's right. Broadcasting live from downtown Fernley, Nevada, where it is mostly cloudy right now. 67 degrees. Jay Fierce Rodriguez hanging out with you. In the studio, Robert Fernley, reporter, back again. We missed you last week.
Yeah, I missed you too.
You were out and about. You were on assignment, though. So
yeah, I was covering state high school girls golf championship for the Las Vegas Review Journal at the Eagle Valley Golf Course in Carson City. So
how did that go?
Well, it was if you like watching good golf, it was really good because some of those girls, particularly the ones from Coronado High School down in Henderson, were really, really good players.
Wow. Okay. And did they take home the championship or?
They did.
Awesome.
They had the team championship. They also had the player who won the individual championship, and then a different player actually shot the lowest round of the tournament, but she finished in a tie for second.
So. Now this sounds like it's a big assignment for you. I mean, it actually took you away from your segment here at the station, and then you were, amongst other things, you're pretty slammed. So how did this come about?
I do for the Las Vegas Review Journal. Anytime high school state tournament stuff is up here in the north, you know, most sports alternate 1 year in the north, 1 year in the south. So I usually cover sports up here for them whenever there's state tournaments. So in November, I'll be doing the volleyball state tournament and a high school football playoff game for whichever regional champion up there comes up to play the North Region champion.
Wow, sounds like it's a good job, and hopefully they're paying you some good bucks for that one, too, as well.
Well, that's the reason why I do it.
It's it's good coverage here in the northern area.
Well, I mean, and also individually for me, it's good exposure. I've written for Las Vegas Review Journal and the San Diego Union Tribune, the Honolulu Star Advertiser, so anytime I can get a chance to do some work for them, it's just good to get my name out there and publicize myself and publicize the Fernley Reporter.
Get some national recognition here, or state recognition, whichever. But hey, it's good stuff, right?
It's good stuff.
Extra recognition. What's going on in Fernley?
Yeah. Well, the Fernley actually had three girls in the girls' golf state tournament. They were in the 3A tournament, which was played out in Elko, and so we had Olivia Victor and Megan Kolar and. Then the third player was actually Megan Thompson, and they played in a day when it was really cold, really windy, and had some. The whole tournament had some really high scores out there, but the Fernley girls actually lowered their score combined by 31 strokes on the second day.
Oh wow!
So they showed really a lot of improvement on the second day, and it was really good for those three players to qualify for state tournament.
That's awesome. Well, big shout out to the girls out here in Fernley for participating in that and doing the best that they could. That's awesome.
They came close to qualifying as a team. They finished fourth, and the top three teams qualify as a state, but they had three of the top five.
That is so close.
They had three of the top five individuals that qualify from the teams other than the teams that qualify. So
right.
Very, very good season for them.
Well, that's always good. Yeah. That's good stuff right there. So, again, a big shout-out to our Fernley girls. And keeping it into the lines of Fernley, what else is going on? What do we have to talk about? We know elections 2 weeks away from today.
Elections 2 weeks away from today, and campaigns are getting into high gear.
Oh my gosh! There's going to be a lot more happening too. We were discussing things that are going to be happening here in the studio next week, where we're bringing discussions in regards to all the questions on the ballot with the Fernley Fair Share Committee, the North Lyon County Fire District. Mayor Roy will be here in the studio next week, and it's just a lot of discussion in regards to what's on the ballot, clarification to what's on the ballot to anyone who may have questions or concerns, especially if you're one of those who, like, what, raise taxes? No, I'm not going to read it. I don't care. We're not raising taxes. Well, if you only knew what you should know and what is the, you know, the facts of why those questions are on the ballot, maybe just thinking about it because you live here in Fernley, you might have a different thought and vote, right?
Well, there's good reasons to be in favor of it. There's good reasons to be opposed to it. So do your due diligence and figure out which one is right for you, you know?
Right.
And don't just knee-jerk react and say, vote yes, vote no. Figure out why and then go out and...
That also goes to the candidates that are running for the different offices as well. I saw a few that I'm like, I don't know any of these, and I'm not even sure what they're running for. So
well,
I have to do some research just to find out what they're...
There were 18 candidates who came to the... Meet the Candidates Night at Calvary Chapel on last Tuesday the 18th. We have audio recordings of all 18 of those on our website at fernleyreporter.com.
Make sure to check it
so
out.
Make sure you check that out. You can listen to, because especially some of the offices like the pool board, you may not see too much signs around or too much interaction. You may not know a lot about those people. And only four of the six that are running for those spots, there's three open spots, but four of the six candidates were at the event. And then both city council candidates, and then there was also argument for and against the fire district tax. And there were a couple of statewide candidates for the assembly and also for the University of Nevada Board of Regents. So if you're curious about any of those candidates, it's fernleyreporter.com, and just under the news tab, find Campaign 16, and all of the recordings are right there.
Awesome. Okay. Well, that's good to know, because I never, you know, when I found out about the Fernley Pool Committee, I'm like, what? Board? Committee? There's...
Well, you pay property tax that goes to fund the swimming pool. So
right.
Even if you don't go swim, you're paying for that swimming pool. So you should be interested in how that money is spent.
And who's going to represent, right?
And who's going to represent is going to decide how the money is spent.
Right,
so.
Right. Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense there. So a lot of stuff happening as we get closer to National Vote Day. And if you haven't already done early voting, that is going on right now. Mayor Roy at this morning's chamber meeting was explaining the schedule. They have early voting that's going on all this week, including this Saturday. And did you get a chance to write down the hours?
Steve.
Okay.
Early voting is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. this week, from Monday through Thursday.
Okay, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then also 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday. They are closed Friday, obviously, because of Nevada Day holiday.
Okay.
Then next week, they're open Monday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And one of the interesting things is the reason that people vote early is so they don't have to stand in line. It was funny because Mayor Roy Edgington was saying he went to vote early yesterday and stood in line for an hour. It's great, though, that if that's an indication that we're going to have a good turnout for this election, then that's obviously great. One of the things is, I don't know what the specific numbers here in Fernley are, but statewide, the turnout has hugely favored the Democrats so far by a very wide margin. So the Republicans are kind of getting into scramble mode to try to get their people out, and maybe they're waiting until actual election
day.
Until
we get really close.
The Democrats in Nevada have really done a lot more groundwork to get people out early, and Republicans are kind of scrambling to catch up. And I don't know, like I said, if that is reflective of the way the numbers have shown here in Fernley or not, but.
Well, we're just going to have to wait to see as time continues to pass through. And again, there's 2 weeks left before Election Day. And my goodness, it's just going to get crazier and crazier and crazier until that day comes. And you're going to hear a lot more about it, of course. And you're going to definitely see a lot more about it as well. Because this is where they're finally emptying out their bank accounts to spend all of those campaign dollars that they've received on this election. So, you know. All we can say is if you're registered to vote, go vote, right?
Make sure.
Enough said there.
Make sure.
Awesome. What else do we have going on? Well, so we're passing through the election here now.
We've got Halloween coming up
this week. Oh, my gosh. That's right.
Here's an interesting thing that I've had a few people ask me, and I've seen around social media, people asking what day is trick-or-treating? Is it actually on Halloween? Is it Sunday night? Is it what? This is an interesting thing that some people don't know. A lot of people probably don't know. In Nevada, according to Nevada statutes, the sheriff of each county determines what day is trick-or-treating.
Yep.
Okay. Well, so in the past, there have been years where Halloween's on Monday, trick-or-treating is on Sunday night because the sheriff said so. Well, Al McNeil, when he became sheriff a year and a half ago, he decreed that during his term, Halloween trick-or-treating will always be on
the
Halloween, 31st. On the 31st.
That's right.
So some people don't know why, and you know that's why some people asking.
Growing up in Carson City, Halloween was always the day before October 31st, or it was always before, as I knew it, Halloween in Reno. So we would go trick-or-treating, you know, living in Carson City, and then the next day we would go all drive up to Reno to go and trick-or-treat again so we could double up on our candy intake.
So I haven't actually seen what Reno's doing this year, but that's how it was last year. Halloween.
Yeah, I believe they're doing
trick-or-treating in Reno was the day after the other way around. It was trick-or-treating in Reno was the day before trick-or-treating here in Fernley, and so there were a lot of people that did some double dipping there, so. Yeah.
that's exactly how I was taught to do it. Double dip. All right, when's Halloween? We're going Halloween. To the next place. So it's crazy, but if I type it in, all it's giving me is, hey, Halloween party here, Halloween party there.
So I know you're playing at the Halloween party on Saturday night.
Oh yeah, you saw that, right? Yeah, yeah. We're Pioneer Crossing, 9 p.m. to. Gosh, they got us, I think, 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. or something like that. Yeah. I just know when I have to show up to start playing. But, yeah, we'll be playing music, and I'll be DJing, and there's a costume contest. I guess we're giving away $100 every hour.
Are you going to be in costume?
So, yeah, most likely. I don't know. It just depends on you know, I'll probably wear something kind of like what I'm wearing now because, you know, got to wear headphones, can't have makeup on, right? So masks and hats and stuff just don't work when you're wearing headphones. So I'll be wearing something that will, you know, keep me in the loop of Halloween party. Yeah. So looking forward to that. But yeah, that's on this Saturday at the Pioneer Crossing here in Fernley. So for those of you 21 and older looking for a place to go right here in Fernley, that way you don't have to go to Reno, go to a party down there, you know, have a few drinks and then worry about that scary drive back. So, but Halloween, we're excited. Can't wait. It's just around the corner. And don't forget the City Hall.
The City Hall from 4 to 7 p.m. on Monday. The Spooktacular actually starting at the library and more at City Hall.
Yep, that goes from 4 to 7.
A lot of businesses are involved in that.
There's quite a few. I saw the list. I was really excited. And then we're also going to be out there as well. We'll have a table. Our Big Pete and Nights with Naomi, she'll be out there handing out candy. So, it's really cool to have the crew out there. This time it'll be nice because I actually will not be having to do this. I'll be able to pick up my family and bring them to the Safe Street trick-or-treating spooktacular at City Hall.
So we will be out there also, and our photographer Joseph Mano is actually the official photographer of the spooktacular event.
How awesome!
And also
is that?
One of the sponsors too. So
cool.
Yeah,
cool. That's awesome. So we'll be seeing you out there. That's again on Halloween. From 4 to 7.
4 to 7 p.m. So, before you get the kids out on the
neighborhood streets.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, so that's pretty much it. We've got election season's going on. We've got 2 weeks left. We've got Halloween just around the corner. And then right after Halloween, we'll be getting ready for Thanksgiving. And, of course, lots of stuff happened at the Senior Center. For those who don't have a place to go and eat, there's going to be a full day on Thanksgiving where you can go and enjoy a free meal. So that's really cool.
Yeah, and that's really a big community effort with a lot of people involved in putting that on, too. And, you know, I don't know how many people they fed last year. I think about 2,400 people. And it's not just for people who can't afford to have a thing. It doesn't matter. If you just want to go out and have a Thanksgiving dinner other than by yourself, just go out there and join the crowd.
Because it's also a great day to volunteer and help out, you know, serve food or volunteer to, you know, to do something, you know, and help out in your community. So definitely get involved if you haven't already. I'm sure they're not going to.
In addition to that, I mean, they definitely need volunteers, but they also need donations of food. If you want to donate canned goods, cans of green beans, boxes of stuffing, you know, whatever, a few dollars. Obviously, they can't store up a turkey for a month, but if you want to donate a few dollars towards buying some of the turkeys or some of the other perishables. So, you know, the person to get a hold of that is Pat Hahn from the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah, that, and she's also on the ballot, too. We were just talking about that this morning. She's everywhere.
She's everywhere.
Big shout out to Pat Hahn. Yeah. Thank you, Pat, for everything you do in our community. Well, Robert, I think we're just about out of time. But again, thank you for coming in here, and we appreciate you, you know, giving up your 15 minutes here to be here in the studio. Even though I know that you have a commute back to Sparks, so Robert literally he'll go to the breakfast in the mornings, and this is at 7:30 in the morning, and then he spends all day kind of just reading, writing, and doing reporter stuff, and then he comes to the studio. So he actually hangs out all day here in Fernley. Unless there's other things to cover, but we appreciate you doing that and you know, giving us the updates on what's going on here in our community. So appreciate that, and have yourself a good week. We will see you back here next Tuesday at 4:00.
Next Tuesday, glad to be back. Enjoyed today, and look forward to next week.
All right, you guys. That's Robert from the Fernley Reporter again, fernleyreporter.com. Jay Fierce Rodriguez with Big Soda Radio. If you miss out on this podcast or this interview, this radio interview, you can hear it on his page on the podcast tab, fernleyreporter.com or biggestlittleradio.com, on our SoundCloud account as well at biggestlittleradio.com. Thank you so much. Have a great afternoon. Have a great week. And be safe.